exercise change?
I think it boils down to some people have drive and some people don't. And some people can see a vision of what they wish to do and break it down into little steps to get there. And unfortunately, some people can't pop a little vision out there in front of them. And I think that it's that critical step. If you can't see what you want, how are you going to get there? And I think the getting there is the drive. So I think you kind of either have that drive to get there or you don't.
All right. And just picking up what you're saying that the first step is actually having a vision or an idea of where you want to go?
Yes, yeah, in my opinion. I think how are you going to do something and achieve something if you can't see it?
Okay.
Well, that's what I think. If I look around me and I see the beautiful parts of the world that I've raced in, that's how I start. I think, what is it out there that I'd really like to do next? Where are the places that I haven't been? What are the technical challenges I haven't run in?
Mm.
And I've always picked a different challenge, be it altitude or desert or mountains or descents or technical or road. And so you just pick a challenge, which is a challenge for you. You lay it out there and you drive to achieve it. But if you can't see something you want, you're never going to get there, are you? So for me, that's what's common for a lot of sports people or even academics. If you want a master's in something, you've got to have the drive to achieve the end objective. Otherwise, it's just talk, isn't it?
Okay. So to put it just like, to really simplify what you're saying, you've really got to want something.
Desperately.
Okay. And it has to be, you can't just think, oh, that would be nice. You actually really want to want it.
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be a boiling little hot spot within you.
Okay.
You desperately have to want something to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and do something. Right. Otherwise, you're wasting your time, aren't you?
Okay.